You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
This is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for tuning in for this weekend's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. We're going to listen to part of Friday's second hour, and I'll let Todd explain it.
Cross Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is Friday, TGIF, May 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in. Zommer's on the board. Already got the tunes going. Not off my Spotify, but our guest, very excited, Zommers, very, very excited. I said at the top of the show, we had our Madison night market. And this is the thing, this is the great thing about living in Madison and being out and about, is you never know who you're going to meet. So we're down there and just minding our own business, getting ready to close up, and a couple, three young guys come by to spin the wheel. And one of them picks up the John and Gordy's balls.
The stress balls.
The stress balls, thank you, and start juggling. And I said, wait, what's going on here? And they said, well, we're part of Badger Parkour. I said, explain. 2 minutes later, we got guests for today. That's how you book a guest, Summers.
You just never know who you're going to run into.
You just go out and talk to people. We have members here in the studio sitting right next to me of the Badger Parkour team. It is Jacob Minia and Honor Hicks here, both University of Wisconsin Badgers. Guys, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you're both, so Jake, you're graduating this like this weekend?
Yeah, I mean tomorrow I have my graduation ceremony in the morning, and then I'm off.
What's your major?
I'm graduating with a master's in data science.
Wow.
And then I also did my undergrad here in computer science.
Are you from Wisconsin?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from LA.
LA?
Yeah, California, across the country, but
wow.
Now I'm here in Madison.
We did the show last fall from USC.
No way.
Yeah, because Badgers played out there.
Yeah,
we got our butts kicked, but we played. but we did the show there, so that's great. And so your master's degree is what you're graduating in?
Yeah.
Then what's next?
I'm gonna work. I'm gonna be going into solutions engineering, which is kind of like a mix of technology and sales. Let's just say
solutions engineering.
It's not as cool as it sounds. Obviously.
It sounds very cool. All right. Well, very good. All right, Honor. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Carthage, North Carolina, so the other coast, actually.
North Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
We have international guest summers. No.
International?
National. North Carolina, and you wanted to come here, and what are you studying?
Yeah, I'm an undergrad here for entomology, which is the study of insects, for those that are not aware.
We've had an entomologist on the show.
Really?
From UW. He's a really – now he's called the bug guy at UW.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he was on the show last year because we did a show down in a garden center. It was really interesting.
I'll have to keep my eye out for that.
What did we talk about? Cicadas. We talked about cicadas last year.
PJ Leach was his name.
PJ Leach.
PJ Leach. Okay,
yeah, look him up.
PJ Leach,
right there. He's the director of the UW-Madison Insect Diagnostic Lab.
There you go. So you're studying.
Gotcha.
And so what do you want to do when you graduate? Do you know yet?
I'm not too sure.
But you have time.
Yeah, I knew some entomologists back home, and the stuff they said all was really fascinating. So I'm really excited to kind of get deeper into that field. I'm still taking most of my gen eds now and really just touching upon the surface of entomology. But
all right, cool. Well, both my godsons are graduates at UW-Madison. I never had the brains to get into Madison, but I'm a huge Badger fan, as our viewers and listeners know, so it's always great to have young Badgers on the show, so I appreciate you stopping by. Now, I looked you up on Insta last night. That's what the kids call Instagram. I went to Insta last night, and because I'm like, are these guys just, you know, spoofing me, or is this? No, it's real. Tell us how you started the Badger Parkour Club.
So Badger Parkour is about 2 years old now. We actually started it almost precisely 2 years ago. This would have been in May, late April, early May of 2023. I, along with my former vice president, who was also from North Carolina, different part.
Really?
His name was Connor. Amazing gentleman. He and I were kind of just friends. We were hanging around one day on Library Mall on the grass. I was like, let's start a parkour club. And he goes, okay, sure. And so I go on win.wisc.edu, the Wisconsin Involvement Network, how you start student organizations. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, like how do you start a club? And you just go on the website, you fill out a form, and 2 days later, we had
a club.
We're a club. So Connor wrote up, like he drew a nice logo. Mm-hmm. If you guys see right there,
look
the
at that.
Little W there. It's very nicely drawn. Yeah. We'll talk about the t-shirts later.
All right.
I mean, I had never done parkour before, per se.
Really?
And Connor was not big on parkour, but he was more of like our behind the scenes guy. You know, he was a great vice president, social media manager. He's really one of the reasons we kind of got popular, you know. And we just, that was it. And so Connor graduated over winter break. And mm-hmm. so Honor and Carter, you saw him yesterday. Yeah. He actually has already moved out. He took his last final and he's gone. So shout out Carter.
Peace out already.
He's yeah. We really wanted him to come to the, to this show. It would have been amazing, but. Basically, I recruited them in from the gymnastics club. Mm. Honor is extremely talented at flips and stuff, extremely talented. So the two of them are going to be taking over the club next year. Right. But basically, we've had a few members here and there. Next year, they're going to focus on expanding and really getting themselves more entrenched as a longstanding organization.
So Honor, tell folks that might not be like parkour, what the world is this? Explain to somebody on the street what parkour is.
So parkour is a pretty broad definition, and oftentimes people think of The Office. There's a pretty famous scene there.
Our colleague, when I told him I have parkour guys on, that's what he talked about, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of similar actually to what we do is kind of similar to what you have seen on The Office, but as a whole, it's very different. It's more about just different types of movement involving like acrobatics, quick ways to access certain points or move through spaces, a little bit of climbing. You know, it's very free form and very open, but it's basically a discipline of movement.
The way I described it at the top of the show was go to your favorite Marvel movie or whatever, and every time the superheroes are like doing back kicks and flip, like you guys actually do this stuff to a degree.
That's true. We are actually certified Marvel superheroes.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, the first on the show, Marvel superheroes.
It's true.
Jake and Honor.
We have Bugman and Jake Man. I don't know a cool name. Computer Man.
Now, one of your posts on Insta, you're doing parkour with Bucky himself. Bucky
That's
Badger.
True. Yeah. This guy right here.
Really?
Buckington Ham Badger. You know, funny enough, that was one of our least popular posts of all time.
Jake, I thought it was fantastic.
I know. I mean, so like this is not something that happens in the wild naturally. Yep. Bucky doesn't just let you do flips over him doing a headstand.
Right.
But you know, we love Bucky. Bucky loves us actually in more ways than we can say right now. But and so, you know, he and I were, I mean, we didn't talk. He doesn't talk, obviously, but I can kind of understand his hand movements. And he showed up to an event and he was like, because he knew me from Badger Parkour. Bucky Badger is a real huge fan of Badger Parkour. So he wanted me to do a flip. I did the flip. We posted it. Got 15 likes, which is, I mean, you know, listen, 15 is more than maybe zero. But like we had a post of us. We went to Target at the Hilldale Shopping Center. You know, they have like a little tiny pond out front.
You guys were fishing.
They have koi fish. Yeah, we were fishing. So I got a little fishing rod. We got some sharp cheddar cheese. And I thought maybe, I don't know, the koi fish like cheddar cheese. And so, you know, I just cast the fishing rod into the little pond. I mean, this is like a puddle size thing. And these, you know, they have orange koi fish. We didn't catch anything, but that one got like 35 likes. So apparently,
is it legal to fish for koi?
Oh no, not at all.
Probably not.
That's
no,
exactly
it is
what I love about it.
But I mean, I guess the people really enjoy us like doing silly things, but when we do things that
not
are actually impressive,
Bucky.
They're not. Yeah, I don't know.
But now
we liked it though.
I thought it was a great post because I'm like I said, I'm a big Bucky Badger fan, Badger fan. So parkour, it's. I mean, you guys are in fantastic shape, but you're also, as I understand, part of the UW. Madison doesn't have a D1 division gymnastics team, but they have a club team, right?
Yeah.
Right. And you're part of that.
Yeah, exactly. And he's actually the incoming secretary. He's next year. He was elected by the gymnastics members. He's going to be secretary of the gymnastics club. I think he's qualified to talk about that a little more than I am.
And you both did it in high school?
No, we're both completely new to gymnastics.
Self-taught, new, joined in college.
Yeah.
So you started parkour and gymnastics in college?
Yeah, completely.
Basically, yeah.
So I started my senior year.
Did you do sports in high school?
Yes.
He ran track in high school. I did non-competitive. I played Minecraft, though.
Great.
not as a sport though.
We're both a little self-taught in regards to like some flips and like tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this like our year here has really or my year here in his
right
like how, wait, when did you join the gymnastics club?
My senior year. So last year.
So this is his second year.
Yeah.
Where we've really been able to be a part of the gymnastics club and Badger Parkour and really let like, our skills
compete
flourish.
With the gymnastics club.
That's amazing. That's just super cool. I think it's a great experience.
States and everything.
Part of, I mean, to me, college, as I look back, it wasn't just the stuff in the classroom, but it's all the activities and things and the interaction with fans. Apparently we've had a camera go down, but Zomers is on it. Thank God. Look at that. See?
Perfect.
Best in the business.
Amazing.
Look at that. All right. So as we go to break here, guys, we've got about 2 minutes and we'll bring you back and talk and do a few more things. One of the things that caught my eye yesterday was juggling. Is that traditionally a part of parkour? Or is that something you add in?
It's traditionally a part of Badger parkour.
That's precisely
nice.
The case.
That's a great answer. All right. Well, which is the better juggler?
I would say we each do different things better.
But
at juggling.
Jake is the one that taught me how to juggle. So
really,
but it's one of those things where like I will be the guy who knows the thing. I'm like, oh hey, Honor, you should try this, and then in like 5 minutes he's already better than me.
I don't know if you need the headsets off or not, but you can stand up here. Is there enough room?
Easily. I mean,
really?
We have plenty of room.
All right, well here now.
There's a lot of things we can do.
Zomers, we have some. Well, we have some juggling music standing by here. So
we brought our own tennis balls as well.
See, they brought their own. So bring your own balls. So there you go. All right, very good.
Everywhere, really.
Headsets off. Right.
Okay, I can kind of do one of these.
Oh, look at this one. All right, here we go, Zomers. Yep. For those watching or listening on the radio without the video, these guys are fantastic. Oh my God, Jake's throwing up and down. Look at that. Look at that. They're incredible. They got three balls. They're doing great. They have tennis balls. Under the leg. Jake's got under the leg. I mean, this is nuts.
We can try one like
Here we go, back and forth. This is like back and forth juggling. All right, well, we've broken the
we're
studio.
We're good.
That's great. That's well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely well done. That is great. Because, see, I've always wanted to juggle, but I'm a terrible juggler.
Oh, you can learn.
Maybe we'll teach you later.
Yeah. Well, look at that. Fantastic.
Next time we'll come on.
We'll have juggling lessons once a month on the show. How about that, Zomers?
With Badger Parkour.
Yeah, right. All right, well, we got to do a little business and take a break here. But I guess we got a minute or so left. The shirt. Let's talk about the shirt.
Oh, the shirt. Yeah, and if you folks want to see
it. Jake's very good at coming up with designs for the shirts.
Uh-huh. We have new designs coming for next year.
Nice.
But if you'll see, it says, so we have the logo on top, and then the shirt says, "Don't ask me about Badger Parkour."
I think that's great.
And so, you know, you'll see people with like sort of different shirts, maybe if they like ascribe to a particular like group or ideology, they'll say, "Ask me about whatever, ask me about veganism, whatever." Like people are passionate. And so we thought, okay, well,
slide up just a little bit.
If we were to say, "Oh, ask me about Badger Parkour," that would be a little pretentious, no? So we're going to say, "Don't ask me about Badger Parkour," and it's kind of silly. And people will be like, "Oh, so what's Badger Parkour?" And we'll just say, "Can't you see the shirt?" And then we don't answer them.
You don't answer?
Nope.
You know, you don't just take the opportunity to recruit new members?
No, it's sort of like a you have to be invited into the club. This is obviously a joke.
Well, then they can go home.
We welcome all people
of all abilities.
We had a girl who was in crutches who signed up for Badger Parkour at the org fair last year.
That's a tease. We'll finish the story on the other side. We're talking Badger Parkour is a TGIF edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Here is the rest of Todd's conversation with Badger Parkour.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news, Mr. Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World. News of the wild, wacky, and hilarious stupid humans doing stupid things. Once every other week, Peter Rapine is in with those headlines, so you want to stay tuned for that. But right now, Not wacky and stupid, but talented and gifted humans right here in our studios in the world headquarters of Civic Media. At the table with me are the members of Badger Parkour here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jake Amenia and Honor Hicks are here, and they've already juggled for us. guys, I just love this. The parkour club, you're gymnast as well. Right before the break, you said that people of all abilities could do this. You said you had a woman join on crutches?
Yeah, so that was before Honor was the vice president. That would have been last year. And that was, she signed up. She did not come to the practices, but sometimes at the student organization fairs, I like to see how many people I can convince to at least sign up, because people are very nervous. They're like, oh, parkour, that's funny. But then they walk away. I'm like, okay, listen, just give me 5 seconds. I'll give you the spiel. And every person who comes to talk to me leaves happier than they were before, even if, you know, they don't end up joining the club forever.
In all seriousness, we were having fun, but in all seriousness, that actually is what struck me about the two of you and your other friend last night. You guys were just like outgoing. You were friendly. You were positive. I mean, we were talking to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger himself, in the last segment about Mental Health Awareness Month. I would think that parkour is great for mental health.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good way for us to express ourselves. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it's a great way to get involved with other people. Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
That's really what we're about. It's not about the execution, the moves, like what we're doing specifically. It's about where it takes us. Mm-hmm. And like, it took us to your stand last night
we met other people last night.
Yeah.
Really?
We had met a great
the juggling
time.
Club, the Madison area jugglers too. We just met.
Really?
Them. Yeah. They were doing like pins and glow crazy balls. Stuff. They had like 7 in the air. It was crazy.
What's the most dangerous thing you've juggled so far?
I don't do anything dangerous.
No knives.
Quite frankly, no knives.
No flames.
No,
all right.
No tax staplers. Documents or anything.
Tax documents? He's juggling tax documents, ladies and gentlemen.
Like that, no.
Now the IRS will come after you if you do that. Believe me, I know. all right, well, so now we have a request. We have about 4 minutes left here in the segment. I wish I could keep you all hour, but we got Rapine in the wings. We got to get to wacky human stuff.
Yeah.
But here now, our old friend Brady Ewing, watching a former Badger. He's played in the NFL. He cannot do a flip, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. And he's it seems like, I'm not sure we have space, but can we get a flip?
That's plenty absolutely.
Plenty of space.
Honor could absolutely do a flip right now.
All right.
And then we'll see if they want me to also do one after, but we're going to be sort of the flip expert.
Take the headphones off and kind of rearrange things here. So here we go. I will do my best for those listening on radio.
Let's see.
We have Jake Aminia and Honor Hicks, members of the Badger Parkour team here.
Here.
Are you going to try to do it with a headphone on?
Oh, no, I'm just...
You can't do it with a headphone on. All right.
So
this is a small space. I would say it's 4 feet by 4 feet, maybe. Maybe.
You can just easily hit a tuck there.
All right, let's see. Here we go. Anytime you're ready. Here we go. Oh my God! I mean, that was like Simone Biles, for God's sake. You didn't move more than 12 inches down there on the floor.
He's really good, guys.
That's amazing.
He's a freshman too. Imagine what he's going to be like in 3 years.
Oh, I'm excited.
How long did it take you to get to do that?
So backflip.
Sorry, I forget the microphone.
Should we sit back down?
Yeah, that's fine. So how long does it take you to do that? To learn how to do that?
For me personally, it took a while to kind of build up to doing flips. But when I decided to send them, it went by really fast. It took me like two tries. But that was
all the legs, or is there like back strength and hip strength?
It's mostly determined by how high you can jump at first.
Really?
So we've actually been able to teach a lot of people. So when you're learning on your own, it's very difficult, especially if you don't have equipment, if you're not in a gym, right? It's not safe to just, if you've never done a backflip, don't just try to do one. Right. It's a terrible idea. Don't ever.
You hear that, Zomers?
Never,
don't try
ever,
it.
Ever.
All right.
I was not going to anyway.
If you have gymnastics friends at a gymnastics gym with foam and mats and trampolines and stuff and people who know what they're doing, which we've done, we've taught people in as short as like 20 minutes.
Yeah, some people pick it up.
Yeah,
instantly. Crazy. Some people, it takes them
Weeks,
months.
Like our friend Cam, he got it eventually, but it took him a few months.
Brady Ewing, by the way, watching, says, wow, those guys are great.
Thank you, Brady.
It's great to hear.
From Badger to Badger, right there.
There you go.
Let's plug the org. If we have people, parents, or whoever listening, and somebody wants to get involved in Badger Parkour at UW-Madison, how do they do it?
So probably the easiest way that is going to be the most direct form of contact is find us on Instagram at Badger Parkour. And just shoot us a message.
Yeah.
We ideally will be at the org fair, and you will see us around campus. And please come speak to us.
Yeah.
But The Instagram is probably going to be the easiest way to get indirect contact with us.
All right. Is there a fee to join or
not at all?
Nothing.
No dues.
Absolutely nothing.
No fees.
And if you forget the Instagram, you can find us anywhere. We have a website, badgerparkour.com. It's nothing fancy. It just has pictures of us and it links to the Instagram. You can go search on Google Badger Parkour. You can search on ChatGPT Badger Parkour on YouTube, whatever. You'll find us.
Wow.
It's going to happen. And we just want to reiterate, if you cannot do flips, if you are not athletic, it doesn't matter. That's not what Badger Parkour is about. We have members who can do flips. We have members who can't do any flips on hard ground. And the biggest thing about Badger Parkour is that we're having a good time. We're going out. We're being spontaneous. We're living in the moment. We're meeting people. We're being extremely positive, radiating positive energy. Like you said about the mental health thing, it's really all about showing people that you can enjoy life in any way you want.
People ask me, why do you like to live in Madison, Todd? I usually say the lakes and the terrace. But honestly, guys, it's because of people like you. I'm not joking around.
Thank
the
you.
Energy here, the youth, the energy, University of Wisconsin Madison, what you guys bring is that you guys are what we like to say around here, part of what makes Wisconsin great. So.
And thank you, Todd. I'm right back at you. That's what we like about
Absolutely.
It here.
Thank you so much,
people
Todd.
Like you.
Jake Aminia and Honor Hicks, everybody. You can find them at Badger Parkour. Thanks, guys. Congrats on the graduation. And
thank you so much.
Stay tuned. Stay in touch, all right?
Bye, everyone.
Got it. All right.
It pays to be friendly and kind when you're out in public because you never know when you're going to meet someone like this who just radiates positivity. Up next, we're going to listen to Todd's conversation on Thursday with State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner about how the community of Green Bay is transcending partisan divides to save a local program. Don't miss it. Producer, thanks for sticking with us on this weekend's edition of the Best of the Todd Albaugh Show. As always, you can check out this week's episodes on civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere you get your podcasts. Right now, we're going to be listening into a conversation Todd had on Thursday with freshman state representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner about how the Doge cuts actually are affecting people in Green Bay and how the community is doing something about it, regardless of partisan divides. Enjoy.
35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock, Thursday, May 8th. Glad to have you along on a busy, busy news day. Glad to have along our next guest joining us live via StreamYard from the beautiful Green Bay area. It is Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner, who is a brand new representative in the state legislature. Representative, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing really great. Thank you for having me. We just came off the 2025 draft, and we're feeling good here in Green Bay.
I mean, you've been part of this community for some time. Did you grow up there? I forget.
I didn't. So I married the son of dairy farmers who I literally met over craft beers and our love of the Packers.
What's more Wisconsin than that?
Exactly. His family still has a dairy farm in Cross Plains, right wow. outside of Madison. So I get to go pet the calves every once in a while. So that's how we got here. So they call them boomerangs when Wisconsin folks go out of the state and bring somebody back. So I'm the product of a boomerang with the son of dairy farmers.
Well, we're glad to have you here. You're a part of what makes Wisconsin great. Tell us a little bit of what it was like having represented that area now, not only living there, but representing the Green Bay area and having the draft come to town.
Well, one, folks forget this, but just recently, Green Bay was named the number one place to live in the United States, top 10 to retire, top 10 to raise families in. And so I know people love Madison, Milwaukee, but there's something special happening here in Green Bay. So it's something I'm incredibly proud of. I've had the pleasure of serving as the mayor's chief of staff, Mayor Eric Genrich. And, you know, there's been years of work trying to showcase the talent of Green Bay. We obviously have our own NFL team. And for us to be the smallest football media market and hosting the second largest football event really wasn't a testament to how we can do things in a Green Bay way. We can do big city stuff while keeping our small town values. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. Over 600,000 people attended. It was the second most watched NFL draft in NFL draft history. And we had Booyah battles, Kringle combines. We had a 5K. We celebrated our downtown. Mm-hmm. So we really found a way to make this feel, look like, and embed Green Bay and even some of the biggest shows in the country.
I thought it was just great. I mean, to see national TV, all the big shows, all the big names originating from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the amount of, as we say in politics, earned media, free press, the area, the state got off of that. I thought that was just great. We're speaking with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, who represents part of the Fox Valley, the Green Bay area here in Wisconsin in the state legislature. Representative, I like to, because one of the things we'd like to do on this show is take kind of national or international issues and say, well, how does this affect Wisconsin? And you're looking at some of these cuts, the made up agency of Doge and Elon Musk. One of the things they've targeted is AmeriCorps. And yes, we got wind of something that the Green Bay Common Council is doing. I just think it shows the Wisconsin spirit. Explain to folks a little bit what's going on.
You captured it quite well. So AmeriCorps is essentially the domestic Peace Corps. It has existed in various iterations for over 50 years. It's always enjoyed bipartisan support, from tutoring kids to having elders volunteer in local schools to conservation to medical support. AmeriCorps is literally embedded in the community, where community members get to serve for up to a year, sometimes 2 years. They get a stipend, not a salary. Mm. So it's not very lucrative, and they get an education award. This program has been making a major impact in the community for over 50 years across the country. Over a million people have served in it, in this program, and over $1 billion worth of scholarships have been utilized by its members.
Wow.
This is what, if you want to look at it from a dollars and cents standpoint, mm-hmm. for every dollar invested in it, we get $17 back to the community of economic impact. So in any measurement, whether you're conservative or liberal, this is the kind of program that both makes you feel good, but is also a perfect example of what government can do when it gets involved and supports local communities. Unbeknownst to the members, the directors, the cities, Doge cut AmeriCorps and gave 24 hours notice that folks midterm, mid-service, essentially mid-job, were fired.
Wow.
The programs had to shut down immediately. Mm. That people who were paying for milk and eggs, childcare, while they were also tutoring kids and planting trees and helping with medical care, within 24 hours, their entire service was ended with no notice.
Wow.
And that was stunning to this community. Mm. In Green Bay, we created the first municipal ever conservation corps in Wisconsin history. It's been in the city for about 3 years. We've built miles of trails, moved hundreds and hundreds of acres of invasive species. We have our own wildlife sanctuary here, so we've cared for animals. We've had hundreds upon hundreds of volunteers trained. We work with schools. We work with businesses. This program is beloved in our city. And 24 hours last week, every member, including the director who runs the program, were essentially fired by the federal government with no notice.
So let me just stop. Let me just, I find this astounding. Let me stop you there for just for a second, make sure I'm clear with the listeners. So the Conservation Corps in Green Bay is all these things you've talked about. They're great for the community. They were funded fully or in large part by AmeriCorps.
Large part. So it's a 3-to-1 match, meaning for every dollar we put in, the federal government puts $3 in. So there was skin in the game here. Mm. But because of its large contribution from the federal government, if you take 75% of the funding away, the program is not possible.
It's done. So they give you 24 hours, say, you guys are finished, you're toast, go ahead.
And what's even crazier is that our program has attracted people from all over. So yes, from the Shawnos and the Fond du Lacs, but also from the Colorados and Californias, the Texas and Tennessees. We had people from all over the country in Green Bay, seeing the Green Bay way of taking care of each other, taking care of and making our community more resilient, addressing flood mitigation. And they were told that they would not get paid because all funding had stopped. No dollars could be dispensed any further. And so the mayor, myself, and a bunch of the members got together, cried a little bit because this was devastating, and said, what can we do? And one of the things we said is that in Green Bay, we take care of each other. The regardless of national politics and the pettiness of politics, they can be in Green Bay, good things defy political logic here because we just take care of each other and we're community oriented. So we, an alder decided to offer an amendment that said, we can put $115,000, that's it, to that we have available, and that members would be able to serve out their term, which would end in August. Every other program in the state has closed or ended or is fully cut. So that we started organizing that way. We started making phone calls. We brought members in. We did a press conference. The mayor was incredible. Alder Joey Presley on the Green Bay Common Council led the effort. We had tons of testimony. Not a single opposition to this bill. Incredible. And our common council, people who support Donald Trump to people who support Bernie Sanders, unanimously supported this program. And we're now the only program in Wisconsin that isn't being shut down immediately. Green Bay's Conservation Corps will be able to have its members serve until August. And I couldn't be any more proud of our common council, our mayor, and our community who stepped up when the federal government abandon us. And I think that says something about Wisconsin. It says something about Green Bay that we step up even when they won't. But that cruelty is something that we need to point out.
Well, I just think it's remarkable. And I appreciate you coming on and telling this story because, you know, the quote unquote sexy news stories are generally about bad things happening or about terrible things happening. And again, something did, in my opinion, terrible happen, all this funding cut, but we don't hear the spirit of Wisconsin stories about what's happening in places like Green Bay and quite frankly, all over the state that don't get told. But here you have the Common Council in Green Bay. And I think to your point, Representative, that whether you're someone who is a quote unquote environmentalist liberal who wants to just go out and walk in nature, and nothing wrong with that, or if you're someone who might be perceived as more of a conservative who goes out and hunts or whatever, you need really great conservation efforts to achieve both of those things. And the fact that you guys brought together people from all different political spectrums to get behind this, I think is remarkable. So the program is saved or essentially kept through August. Do we have any idea of what happens next?
So the group, now that we're kind of, you know, relishing in our small victory in this kind of dark time, we are now working. We have a Republican congressman, Tony Weed. We are going to be, I'm going to be sending a letter. We're going to be working with our Conservation Corps members and other supporters to see if our congressman can be a leader on saving this program federally. We believe that this program gives more than it receives in federal dollars and state dollars. And we think this has always enjoyed bipartisan support. You know this better than a lot of other folks. Environmentalism in Wisconsin, is until very recently, it was never partisan. Senator Gaylord is the person that created Earth Day. We did an Earth Day draft edition right with our Conservation Corps right before the NFL 2025 draft. This is something that enjoys good air, flood mitigation, training, trail maintenance, invasive species removal, benefits everybody. And so we really want to do the work to see if our congressman will step up. I will say, give a lot of thanks to the governor, Tony Evers, who is suing the federal administration. What's really unique about this moment is that these were funds that were already allocated. In a typical budget process, you could say, we don't want to fund this anymore. Congress would say, okay, you have to convince them of the votes. And you could zero this out for the next budget item. Never before in American history or any in recent memory could you stop funding a program that had already gotten bipartisan budget approval by Congress. That has never existed before. And so the governor is suing to ensure that this is potentially done illegally. So my hope is both the carrot and the stick. We're proud to be supporting the governor's lawsuit, but we're also going to be lobbying and asking our Republican congressmen to support this program that makes such a fundamental difference here in Green Bay.
Talking with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner of the Green Bay area, Representative, you brought up such a great point, an important one, that these cuts that, again, as a reminder, DOGE is not a real agency. It was made up by Trump and Musk. They've really usurped Congress. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that should worry you. That the budget that your representative, your Congress passed, your senator, got null and voided by essentially two guys. And I think that's a great point to make, that if you want to have these arguments that you don't want AmeriCorps, then it should be debated on the floor of Congress and voted on. But what they did to Green Bay and other places is just ridiculous. Do we have you for the next segment, or are you done here at 10 till?
Up to you, Todd.
Well, if you don't mind, we'll just come back. There's a lot of the great things happening. I want to talk about more than just this, but we got about 2 minutes left before, Zomber says 1 minute. We got new clocks, Representative. I'm sorry. I'm getting used to new clocks. So give us the 1 minute thing here. Do you think there's any hope beyond the lawsuit? Do you think that maybe we're going through a state budget right now, $4 billion surplus? Do you think there's a chance that the state legislature could step in to help at least part of this?
I've had some fantastic conversations with the lieutenant governor and the governor's office, my colleagues, who are deeply interested in making sure that we have these thoughtful, powerful programs. In the governor's budget before it was just gutted yesterday by the JFC, there was a matching ed award for AmeriCorps members because we see the value in keeping these kind of folks in our communities. And folks in AmeriCorps can serve from 18 to 80. Right. And we've seen all of that there. And so I'm excited to see the potential. I have hope. I've seen what we can do in Green Bay, and I believe that we can take what we're doing in Green Bay and make that happen in Madison.
We're going to come back and talk more with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner on conservation and what it's like being a freshman in the state legislature. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Here is the rest of Todd's conversation with State Representative Rivera-Wagner. Enjoy.
Right now we are pleased and honored to have Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner joining us from the Green Bay area. He represents that area here in the Wisconsin State Legislature, a new freshman legislator, talking about these cuts that the made-up agency DOGE, Musk, and Trump, and specifically... And I'm glad, Representative, again, you brought this up. These were cuts to already voted on, approved, and signed into law monies for AmeriCorps, which helps the conservation of the greater Green Bay, Brown County area. But now the Green Bay Common Council has stepped up and saved this in part, at least through August. This is a great example of the direct effect Wisconsinites are feeling because of what's happening in D.C., but also on the upside, the spirit and the community that is Wisconsin, specifically Green Bay, coming together in a bipartisan fashion to help conservation. Dave in New Berlin checking in on the text line saying, quote, "I've been to the wildlife sanctuary in Green Bay. It's, quote, badass," unquote. So there you go. A fan from New Berlin, Representative.
and so one of the things in Green Bay is that we take care of each other. And that means both our neighbors and leaving the environment better for the next generation. I want to just talk about the cruelty for one extra second because I want to make sure people understand. While the Green Bay Common Council has saved this program for the service year, one of the really amazing parts of AmeriCorps is you get something called a service award at the end. It's the Eli Siegel Award, named after a survivor of the Holocaust. This award is up to $10,000, and you can use that for school, paying off your loans, learning a second language, et cetera, and so on. These members even though they've done their service and the Green Bay Council has allowed them to finish their year of service, will not be getting an award.
Wow.
For the first time ever in American history. So despite them doing their service, despite the bridge over troubled waters that the Green Bay Common Council gave to these members, they will not receive their Ed Award that was a part of their service. And so even with the kindness that was created, the kind of collaboration and community that Green Bay has, the cruelty doesn't really end just with cutting of the program. They also cut the benefits for these folks. And I think that is really important to do. We're going to try to do some smart things here locally to see if we can mirror that. We're working with the governor's office and other places to see if there's a way for the matching Ed Award to still go to these members who've already served. But, you know, budgets are the embodiment of our values. Mm-hmm. But so that also means that so are cuts. And so the fact that despite us putting in a binding document, legal document, that we actually cared about this program, wanted to fund it, these DOGE cuts also tell a story about the cruelty that we're willing to accept in 2025. But what's nice is in Green Bay, we said we're not going to accept that cruelty, yeah, and we're going to step up and keep these folks in our community.
I love the fact also that you're not just automatically writing off Congressman Weed. You're saying, hey, let's work together, extending the olive branch. I hope that Congressman Weed, as a new Republican in Congress, might look back at his, one of the advantages of growing old in my middle age is that I was around for a few things. And you might remind Congressman Weed that it was back in the 1980s that my former boss, Dale Schultz, a Republican, worked with Spencer Black, who was a very liberal Democrat from Madison. And they came together to write the legislation, ultimately signed into law by Republican Governor Tommy Thompson, to create the Lower Wisconsin Riverway, which is now celebrating its 35th anniversary. One of the crown jewels of Wisconsin conservation was done in a bipartisan manner for the betterment of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And I think that this is, you know, I wish we could do a little bit more Green Bay and Madison and a little bit more Wisconsin in D.C. because
Amen.
A lot of these issues for us have already been solved.
Yeah.
Right. We like passenger rail. We want our waterways to be clean. We don't want our neighborhoods flooded. We want to make sure that parks are a part of our everyday experience. These aren't contested issues. They enjoy 90 something percent or 80 something percent here in Wisconsin, particularly here in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And I really wish people could focus on these issues versus the nastiness of national politics that tells us that we have to pick a side, when the truth is the only side we should be looking at is the Green Bay or the Wisconsin side, not whether it's right or left. And so I'm really excited that we are showing by example, even in these dark times, that there is a different way to do politics. There's a different way to focus on outcomes. And I'm excited to help work on that. I hope the olive branch works. You know, you never know what's going to happen. Hey, but I also know that at the end of the day, that's my congressman. And
right.
I serve the people of Green Bay, and they wanted me to fight for this program. And so I'm going to make sure I do that.
Love the attitude. I've left you all of 90 seconds, Representative. What's it like being a new state assembly person, and anything in particular besides what we've already talked about that you're looking at legislatively in Madison?
One of the greatest honors of my lifetime is being able to represent this community. Green Bay is a very special place. It's actually more racially diverse than Madison. It's a small town, but it has a big fight. It's a third largest city. It has so many historic and amazing things that happen here that it is just an honor of a lifetime to be able to be on the side of people in Green Bay. I'm deeply focused on housing. I was raised by a single mom who had me at 16. She was homeless for the early part of my life. A program called Habitat for Humanity, where people of all different backgrounds, where you don't ask who they vote for, actually worked with me to build the house that my mom still lives in. And so I believe that that's the kind of politics we should have. And so I'm deeply focused on making sure that we address this housing crisis. We have people who want to move to Green Bay can't, whether you're a JBS meatpacker or a C-suite executive at Schneider, you are competing for housing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I want to ease that pain by making it easier to build more housing for more people to really make a positive impact. So those are the things I'm deeply focused on.
Well, Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner, so honored to have you on the show. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Keep doing the great work up there. Thank you so much for being on.
That's all for this week's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. As always, if you want to hear the rest of the week's shows, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And as Todd always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.